Lord, this is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. This series, I want to talk about what makes us sick and what makes us not sick. I used to ask this question, and I couldn't understand why some people get sick and some people do not get sick in life. Why some people were blessed financially and some people were cursed financially. And finally, one day, reading the Word of God, I came upon a magnificent section of the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 27. And as I was reading in Deuteronomy 27, it seems like every other word was curse. If you don't do something, you will be cursed. And so I began to research the Word of God in great detail and began to try to find out how many places this word cursed or blessings were used. And what I found was astounding. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this magnificent book that you give us that tells us all the things that's required of us, that tells us the consequences of sin and the results of doing what you tell us to do, the blessings. Now, Lord, as we discuss these in this series, I ask you to let your word go forth. May the people be blessed that hear these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, the curses and the blessings. When I begin to get a hold of this, and I've done a little bit of research from the Word of God, I found out that in the King James Bible, which is what I use mostly, the King James Bible, when I've done a word search on the word curses, I found out that the word was used over 160 times, and in other translations, even more times. Some as many as 200 times the word curse was used in the Word of God. And I think any time God gives us a word that many times, it must really be important. So I went back and began to really research the Word of God to find out what it had to say. I came to a magnificent scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And this is what it says. This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live. In other words, God has laid down a set of rules for each one of us in His Word to tell us exactly what to do. In other words, the closest thing I can come to on this, on the earth, is that when a man and a woman come together in marriage and have children, they usually have a set of rules. Now, they make their own rules. Different families will have different rules for their children. But one man and one woman may want their child to do certain things certain ways. Whatever that rule is, they tell their children, this is what we want you to do. If you live on the farm, your father may have you to go out and feed the cattle or something every day at 6 o'clock. Who knows? The next guy may have you to do it at 4 o'clock. But anyway, we have rules. And whatever those rules are, we grow up in a family with a set of rules. Now, it's unfortunate for the family that has no rules, but those that have rules, whenever they take those rules and the children obey those rules, there's no problems with the family. No problems. Ever. Nobody receives any offenses. Everybody does things the way they're expected to do. And so everything goes smooth. The children don't get any spankings, and they're blessed because anything they ask their parents for, that's within the ability of the parents to give to them, they can have whatever. So this is a standard way that we kind of do things on the earth. But when your children don't do what you tell them to do, what I call a curse comes upon those children. Those children are either reprimanded, they're not allowed to do things that they want to do, or they get a spanking or whatever. These are the curses. Well, we can see these things physically because they're visible to us in the flesh realm. We see these, we understand these. But in the invisible world, we can't see what's going on. But God made a set of rules, and He told His children from His Word what to do and what not to do. And He made these rules, and He covered these areas, and He told us in this Word. Now, the Bible is the only place in the world you can find these rules. They're nowhere else. But in the Word of God, the God that created us made a set of rules. And these set of rules, He says, are forever settled in heaven. They cannot be broken. Nobody can change them. They're not variable like from one family to another family, because one family on earth can do something one way and another one can do it another way. What one parent will let one child get by with, another one might not let them get by with it at all. But that's not the way it is with God. God is no respecter of persons. He made us all, regardless of what nationality, color, creed, or anything else you are. Still, He made a set of rules that apply to every human being on the earth. No exceptions to the rule. And then what He did, He put a set of spirits, invisible beings here to control that world. The invisible world lives in the second heaven. The first heaven is the heaven you and I live in that we're comfortable with. We can see. We feel it. I mean, it's everywhere around us that we can see. So this is the heaven that we live in that we feel very comfortable in. But right here within the same space is another heaven called the second heaven, and it's invisible. You cannot see it. But in this heaven, there is another set of beings, and they're spirit beings, and they're angels. They're called angels and demons. Now, these angels, these spirit beings from God that watch over us and protect us and guard us and keep us when we're obedient to His rules. And then there is the demonic world, which is controlled by Satan, that attacks us when we don't keep God's rules. It's really so simple when you understand and begin to see from studying the Word of God these things. You begin to understand why different things happen to different people. You begin to understand why one person is blessed and another one cursed. So as you begin to read the Word of God and see these two kingdoms, or these two worlds, the visible world and the invisible world, then it becomes a reality to you. To give you another example, in the visible world, the Lord clearly tells us in His Word in Romans chapter 13 that we have authorities, people that are in authority on the earth. We have a legislative department that makes laws. We have a judicial department that interprets those laws. And we have an executive department that enforces those laws. And this is the same thing that we have in heaven, the same exact thing. But on this earth, we understand the executive department real well because this is a police department. The officers and things that go around that control us to keep us in check. Now, I can only imagine what the visible world that we live in would be like if they were to give all of the police officers in the state of Texas or whatever state you live in, or just the city that you live in, if they were to give all of the police officers 2 weeks off and no police officer had to come to work for 2 weeks. I can only imagine what would happen in that city with no enforcing agency. I wouldn't want to be there because those people that are wicked would really come to the surface in that time, and it would really be unsafe to be in that city. Well, we understand the executive department, the visible enforcing agency, and especially since we can see them, because if you're driving down the freeway at 60 and the speed limit is 65, and you see a police officer up there, I have even seen people that will let off the gas and slow down. But they're not breaking the law. There's no problem. But still, there's just a little bit of guilt in there because they know they have broken the law so many times. That's why they just want to be sure. But when you're driving 80 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, they really are watching. They know they're breaking the law. In fact, most of those kind of people that do that have a radar detector in their car, hoping they will be alerted that the radar is being transmitted before it can get to them. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. But those people are always uneasy because they know they're breaking the law. Now, whenever those people get caught, they have to pay a penalty. Well, they try not to get caught, but the way to never get caught is to not break the law. If you don't break the law, then you don't ever have to worry about having a radar detector. You don't ever have to worry about the police. Those guys are not there to harm you when you're within the confines of the law. Only when you're outside of the confines of the law. So that's what we have to have those guys for, to keep us in check. Well, when you learn that there is an invisible realm that is an executive department to keep you in check all the time, that you can't see, that's writing down and recording everything you say and everything you do 24/7. These demons or angels, these good angels are watching over you, recording every good thing you do, and Satan and his host of demons is there always to be aware of what you're doing that's wrong. Now, they know the law book, and this book, the Word of God that I'm talking about, is the book of the law. This book is referred to as the law hundreds and hundreds of times throughout both the Old and the New Testament. The law. This is the law. The book of the law. Well, this is what we're supposed to go by. This is our owner's manual or our rule book for life. As long as we go by this book and do what this book says, then we're going to be blessed. When we don't go by what this book says, we're going to be cursed. And the Lord, whenever he wrote this in the Old Testament, this is so clear. Now, I'm going to read this to you one more time, and then I want you to make notes and go back and check out in your own Bible and see what I'm telling you. Because when I learned the principles, when I learned these principles that I'm teaching you here today, I'm telling you it changed my life forever. It changed the way I do business. It changed the way I live on a day-by-day basis. Because I now realize that I can't get by with anything in the spirit world. Satan and his host of demons are watching me very close. God and his angels are watching me very close. And I want to discuss this with you just a little here. We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.